The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Great. So, all right, all the preliminaries are out of the way. So let's practice together. So for tonight's practice, I thought we would practice some simple metta for ourselves and for others. Just bare bones, simple, lovely, soothing, calming, loving kindness, warmth. It's been a cool day, chilly, windy day here in California, dry, and some warmth in our hearts, wherever you are, however the weather is internally and outside, externally, can be helpful. We can never have too much metta, kindness, warmth for ourselves and care for others. So that's all I want to say, really, to frame it. There's not much framing I think I want to do, but to just dedicate the time to practicing together. So let's just meditate together, dear Sangha. So getting into your meditation posture, whatever is comfortable for you to sit in or lie or stand the next half hour or so. And landing in this body, landing in this moment in time. Here. Inviting your muscles to relax, to rest. As if they're falling, dropping. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. They can relax, your heart can relax. In this moment, if there have been thoughts, entanglements, worries, it's okay. They can all be there. We'll return to them later, but now taking refuge. Taking refuge in this moment, taking refuge. If it's supportive for you, maybe you have this feeling, this image of as if you were a baby, you were pre-verbal, you're a baby, you're being held in the caring arms of a loving mother, just being held, feeling that you're held, feeling safe. The cells of your body know what it's like. You don't have to think about it. Please don't think about it. Don't start thinking about your childhood, this and that. No, drop all that. Trusting that your body knows. Your body, your heart knows what it's like to be held and feel safe. As if you're held like a baby, feeling safe. It's a feeling that's available to you to conjure it up. We can conjure it up. Of course. Of course you can. Being held right now. The air is holding you. Your clothes are holding you, embracing you. Here, here, there, there. Just be. Just be and breathe. Or let yourself be breathed. Just let it unfold. No struggling. No doing. No trying. It can be easy. Ah, drop, drop, drop. Let go of trying too hard in this moment. Let go. And let your mind rest. Rest. Be at peace. Be at ease. Resting with the breath. The lullaby of the breath. The mind, when it's happy, it stays. Doesn't run around. Let your mind feel cocooned. Let your mind feel cocooned. Resting with the breath. The sweet breath, in breath and out breath. And if your mind wanders to thoughts, entanglements, it's okay. It's all right. Tell it's okay, sweetheart. It's all right, darling. Ever so gently inviting it to rest with your heart, with the breath. To take refuge, knowing that there is more sweetness, more rest, more nourishment here than any thought, no matter how pleasant it might be, it's still entanglement. Trusting, trusting it's more nourishment. There is more sweetness here. Inviting, inviting awareness to rest. Here, darling, here. Right here. Maybe imagining that the breath is entering through the heart center, the center of your chest, calming, soothing. Like a healing salve for the body, for the heart, the mind, each breath. Awareness intertwined. Awareness cuddling the heart center with the breath, with kindness, with care for this entire being that is you. This whole body, mind, and heart. Very simple, relaxed, easy, peaceful. See what is needed in this moment. If you've had a long day, maybe a hard day, maybe a warm, warm, healing embrace of metta. In this quiet. If you're feeling weary, maybe metta feels like a strength, both soothing and giving you strength. Confidence, support. See what is needed. In each breath, imbued with care. Or maybe simply quiet is needed. for whatever needs to unfold, to unfold. And again, if you find thoughts arising, it's okay. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your heart, with your mind. And releasing, letting go, releasing the body, releasing the thoughts. Let there be resting, a sense of cocooning with the breath, with kindness. Taking a break, taking a rest. Trusting that rest in care and love and metta brings solace, brings comfort and strength. In ways that are needed. Not needing to solve a problem right now. Trusting that a different, kinder mind will arise later on its own. Just stay. Stay here. The heart with the breath, with the body. And now, as if you would open the door and just let maybe one or two beings in who are dear to you. Could be a child, could be a pet, could be a good friend, a benefactor. In this easy place of rest as you're cocooning, let them rest. Invite them to rest. In your mind's eye, as you hold yourself with ease, with kindness, let them be included also. May all of us have ease. May all of us have well-being, ease, easefulness, and how our lives unfold, happiness, goodness. Let it be easeful. It's not that you're pumping out goodwill or metta. It's the breath you take. It's the air you breathe. The air that holds you. And others. In your mind's eye. It's the cushion you rest on. And them too, sense of care, just palpable ease. Easy, easy kindness. trusting that you're planting seeds of kindness, goodwill, metta for yourself and others. It doesn't have to feel like hard work. It can be gentle, easy, flowing, soothing. Metta can glow, can grow and glow with contentment and peace. Contentment and peace in the heart. Planting seeds one by one. And as we bring this practice period to a close, let there be kindness, ease for whatever rose or did not arise. If there was agitation, sleepiness, distraction, it's okay. And if there was one moment of awareness and metta kindness, which could be this moment, just kindness, it's okay. I showed up. I showed up. I planted seeds. That's enough. Celebrate, really relish, celebrate that we've come together. You've showed up to practice. Cultivate your heart and mind in this brief flash of a life. What a beautiful way to spend. What a beautiful way to spend, to intend to spend your time. And offering the goodness, offering, trusting there is goodness and offering it generously. All beings everywhere, offering our practice, my practice, our practice collectively as a gift to all beings. Here, I offer my goodness to you, dear world. May all of us beings, may we be free. May we be happy. May we be free. Thank you all. Thank you. Your practice. So we have some time. If any questions, reflections, if something came up, if you are moved to share, I'd like to invite you, if you like to share, for the benefit of everyone. Maybe an aha moment, maybe something new showed up for you. Or maybe it was challenging. It's all okay. It's all welcome. Any questions, comments in this way of metta for ourselves, as a way of cocooning, feeling held in care and safety, just easy with the breath, and then extending it to a couple of other beings who are dear to us. Any observations? Oh, let me change the chat. I haven't changed it yet. You're welcome to send me directly, in which case it will be private, or send it to everyone, in which case I'll read your name and also you can raise your hand as always. I'll share with you as I'm waiting if there are any observations you want to share. I'll say that I found this evening's practice quite quieting, and a lot of samadhi, a lot of stillness with the sense of soothing. I see Mima's hand. Mima.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you.
Hi.
I was moved right away when you first started because when you said to nurture myself, to hold myself, to the air was holding me. I was really moved by that. I think I really needed it. It's been a really hard day. And I had never experienced that before. It just felt really good to do me. You know, instead of doing everyone else, I got to do me. I had a headache all day and it went away. And so must have been tension, and it's gone. So I'm really relaxed. Thank you.
Yay. You are so welcome, Mima. That makes me so happy. Your headache is gone. Come to Dr. Nikki anytime. I'll prescribe metta for yourself. That's sweet. That's very sweet. Thanks so much for sharing that. Oh, makes my heart happy. Sweet. Yeah, and Kenneth says, resting the mind on the breath worked well for me. Great, lovely, beautiful. Any other reflections you like to share? Aha moments, challenges, how good it felt to hold yourself, be held with metta here, this being who's me. So needed. And if you're quiet, it's okay too. This was kind of a quieting meditation I noticed. So we can just be quiet together. That's okay too. Hold each other in kindness. Rather sweet. Put on gallery view. Dave says, I feel like a sleepy kid being carried from car to house to bed. Oh, that's such a sweet image, Dave. I love that. A sleepy child being carried from car to house to bed. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. Love it. Love it. That's lovely. Very sweet. Yeah. Oh, nice. And I see someone giving thumbs up. I wasn't sure if that was thumbs up or they're trying to raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand, use the reaction section, the raise hand button, just in case. Pat on YouTube says, thank you for the quiet simplicity, especially at the end of the day. Ah. Oh. Nice. You're so welcome, Pat. Deborah says, I came to the meditation feeling so depleted and have felt that way all day after kind of overdoing it over the weekend. This was needed medicine. Thanks, Nikki. Ah, thank you, Deborah, and you're so welcome. Metta is medicine. Metta is medicine, isn't it? Metta is medicine, this kindness, soothing, easy, not pushing it out, don't even need phrases, just being held. If phrases work for you, great, use them, bring them in. And if not, it's okay. One more reflection, this is privately to me. I connected the practice to moments in my life that scare me, and was able to feel how safety in those situations can be possible. I felt it in my body. Perhaps this will be a new way to experience scary situations with this connections wired. Oh, wow, lovely. Yay, yay. My heart is filled with joy. Beautiful to make that connection. That is so profound. That is so profound to feel, to be able to feel how safety in those scary situations can be possible. This is so profound. Thank you so much for sharing that insight. So profound. Yeah. And it is possible, even in, especially in scary moments, because the Buddha taught metta, supposedly originally to monks, because they were scared. They had fear. So this is supposed to be medicine for scary times, fearful times, so that we feel safe, beautiful. Marianne says, I feel like I was very well. And so it became a time to turn to wishing love to all of you. Ah, that's sweet. Thanks, Marianne. It's so lovely. I love that insight also that you're sharing experientially. That when you felt very well, it you felt, yes, my cup is full. Yes, I can now fill other people's cup. I can turn and wish them well. So beautiful to experience that, right? Yeah, beautiful. So lovely. Megan says, I love thinking about metta as medicine. Yes, Megan, absolutely. Especially you being a healer in the care, healthcare professional, indeed, metta as medicine. And Mary says, I really appreciate it. The reminder not to go to the story of my own childhood, but stay here. Lovely. All these beautiful insights, you all. This is so touching. My heart is full with your practice. Thank you for offering your practice, your goodness, your beauty, your insights. So offering our goodness, our practice to each other, let us hold each other with a sense of ease, calm, safety for ourselves, for each other, in small groups as I set them up. Please take care of yourself and speak whatever you want to share, a nugget from your experience, something from your own experience only, and then let another person, second person, share a nugget from their experience, and then the third person will share a nugget. Then it'll come back to you, and you'll go around and round a few times. And be kind, holding each other, holding yourselves. So I see something came in from Christine. I'm going to set up the breakout rooms. While, let's see, here we go. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Christine says, question posted to my local Sangha yesterday that I've been pondering in my heart. What kind of love can I give myself today that would set me free a little bit more? I love that. What a nice question. Let's take that question to our small practice rooms. Yeah, I love that. You can either maybe answer that in this moment or sit together and share anything you like to share from the practice that came up for you, or maybe just hold silence. You can say pass if your turn comes and you want to be quiet. That's perfectly fine. So I'm going to open the rooms, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other, and here we go. And the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. And we had such lovely reflections at the beginning that there isn't much time for anything more. But if there's a quick thing you want to write in chat, maybe a gift that came from the groups, You're welcome. And I will read it out loud. I'll pause for a moment after something very quick that came up in the group that just feels appropriate, must be shared. Taking one, going once, going twice. Okay, seems like it feels complete. So with that, thank you all for your practice, for coming together, supporting each other, supporting yourselves. May we all be happy and free. May all beings everywhere be happy and free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, dear Sangha. Be well.